At issue is a 13-mile stretch of an abandoned railroad bed west of Amory. The Department of Natural Resources bought the land in 2003, but it was up to the Polk County Board to decide on its use. The master plan calls for hiking and biking in the summer and snowmobiling in the winter, but all-terrain vehicles or ATVs would be allowed to use the trail year-round. That decision irked Brooke Wallen, who's president of the Lincoln Osceola Garfield Greenway. His group filed a lawsuit against the DNR, alleging the agency failed to do an environmental impact study for the trail where there are Indian burial grounds that might be damaged by those who don't ride by the rules.
The negative environmental impact that we see from ATV and other off-road vehicles is severe erosion, the undermining of roadbeds, destruction of vegetation, and those sorts of things. It's not a pretty sight, and it's fairly rampant.
Even though the Amory to Dresser Trail is closed, Wallen has pictures that show ATVers are using the trail anyway. David Vogt does not dispute that fact. He's president of the Cattail ATV Club in the region. He's quick to defend his sport, which he says many families enjoy, at slow speeds.
You know, there's a lot of times that I'm traveling down that trail at 15 miles an hour watching for turkeys and deer and geese, and we're getting portrayed as the evil do-wrongers that we might have a few, but every group has their few. You know, there's bad apples in any kind of group that you have.
Regional Representative Mark Pettis has gotten into the middle of the issue. He's chair of the Assembly's Tourism Committee and wants bird watchers to share a dual trail with ATV drivers since they all bring dollars into a community. But Brooke Wallen says silent sports people like bird watchers and walkers aren't very happy on trails with motorized vehicles. It's unclear when the lawsuit will be settled and the trail officially opened. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.